Hey, this is Rick Casales from ExercisesForInjuries.com. Today, I have another interview for you with, you know, an expert in the area and an expert more on the nutrition side that's going to kind of share about nutrition and how nutrition can affect injury and injury recovery and injury prevention. So I'll get the guest to introduce himself. So, John, I'll get you to introduce yourself to the listeners.
Yeah, thanks. Well, thanks very much for having me, first of all, Rick. And my name's John Berardi, and I'm the president and chief science officer for one of the world's largest nutrition research companies called Precision Nutrition. And basically what we do at Precision Nutrition, we have three arms, if you will. First, we have a coaching side where we work with people exclusively online. To help them with what we call body transformation, so people interested in maybe losing body fat or gaining muscle. And currently, through that program in particular, we're running what's called the world's largest body transformation program, and we're working with about 6,000 clients per year. And we often boast that in the last 3 years, our program, we've produced more weight loss than all seasons of The Biggest Loser combined. So it's been a pretty cool project. I think our clients have lost something like 150,000 pounds to date. And so that's part of what we do. Also, in terms of the coaching, we work with elite athletes. We work with a host of professional sports teams, Olympic sports teams as well. And in the last couple Winter Olympics, for example, Rick's up here in Canada, and so I live in Canada part of the year as well. Our athletes have collected about 25 medals. So coaching is a big part of what we do at Precision Nutrition. The other thing that we do is certification. So we work with fitness professionals, and we have what many consider to be the industry's leading nutrition certification. So it's nutrition for exercise and for sport. And then the last part is education, which we do through our website. So we have almost 500 free articles posted on our website. We have interviews, we have video, the whole deal. So for, you know, whether you're someone who wants to get in shape yourself or whether you're a fitness professional wanting to teach others how to do it, we kind of run the gamut there. So that's a little bit about me and what we do at Precision Nutrition.
Wow. Incredible. I've seen your stuff for a number of years, and I remember reading your stuff from your original website. You had a great article, I think, on shoulder impingement. But yeah.
Come on, it's come a long way since then. You know, we've been at it for about 10 years now. So I think my first article went online about 2000. So you know, in terms of sort of spreading the word through the web, it's actually been, you know, 11 years now, but I've been at this in terms of sort of coaching and working with athletes and recreational exercisers for probably longer than I care to admit publicly.
Okay. And so then maybe we can kind of, you know, when people think about injuries, they really don't really think about nutrition as being a factor. So maybe you can kind of highlight how, you know, maybe we'll start with, like, how nutrition can be used to help when it comes to recovering from an injury.
Absolutely. I think fitness professionals, I think rehab professionals, all have this inkling that nutrition can play a role in injury prevention and injury recovery in particular. And they talk about it quite often, but I don't think anyone has a true sense for how powerful nutrition can be in the injury recovery process. And I've been using these strategies we're going to talk about on the call today for years with, you know, elite athletes. And, you know, if you have competed at a high level in sport, you appreciate this. But if you haven't, you don't really realize that athletes are essentially always getting injured. I mean, I work with UFC champions. I work with NFL football players and NBA players and NHL athletes. We hear about the biggest injuries, the ones that are sort of preventing people from being able to play on Saturday's game or whatever, but or fight in a fight. But we don't hear about all the myriad small injuries that they encounter during their regular training. So for me, sort of fighting the injury battle has been something that I've been doing for a very long time with these clients. And nutrition, you know, obviously a lot of them have medical teams who work with them as well. But nutrition is what we sort of consider our secret weapon in terms of helping with this process. Now, there's nothing magical or really mystical about it, and I want that to be really clear. It's not like, you know, oh, well, if you take this pill, it just magically makes your body better. My favorite way of teaching fitness pros and rehab pros about this is just explaining the injury recovery process. So anyone who sort of has studied this knows there's sort of like four phases to this recovery process. And although it feels often chaotic, you know, you get hit or you have an injury and you've got this pain and swelling and irritation, it feels like chaos. It's actually very orderly. You know, 1 to 2 days post-injury, you get something called coagulation in the area. Up to 5 days post-injury, you get this real acute inflammation. Then, you know, from there to 21 days post-injury, there's something called migration and proliferation. That's the immune system sort of coming in to clean up the mess and also sort of helping to lay down some new, fresh, healthy tissue. And then you have this full remodeling phase, which in some cases could take up to 2 years post-injury, depending on the severity of the injury. But by understanding this process, first you get sort of blood flow in the area, then you get inflammation, then you start to attract other immune modulators, and then you start to lay down some tissue. And usually the first tissue is sort of like a bracing tissue. You can think of it almost like an internal casting. And then you start to lay down tissue that sort of replaces the original tissue. And in some cases, it can be stronger than the original tissue. So, you know, the reason I go through all that physiology, just sort of with a cursory overview, is because it allows us to start looking for targets, areas of that process where nutrition can play a role. And if you think about it, you know, the first two stages where you're attracting blood and in particular inflammation to the area, many of us can already start thinking about nutritional targets for inflammation, and maybe we'll talk about those in a minute. But, you know, things like the specific fats that we have in our diet, most people have heard of omega-3 fatty acids and how they're anti-inflammatory. Could they play a role here? They actually can, and there's other nutrients. Then when we start talking about sort of proliferation and remodeling, the later phases of injury, repair, and recovery, we start thinking about things like building new tissue. And there's generally a scientific word for that called anabolism. And anyone who works out at the gym, they consider anabolism their friend. So when we start looking at anabolism, we think, can we take some of the things we know outside of the field of injury recovery, but in general nutrition, and can we apply them to inflammation management and anabolism? And if we can, then we can start to see how nutrition can play such a powerful role in this recovery process. Because again, an injury is just sort of like a disorganization, a tearing, a destruction of tissue. And when that destruction occurs, we get inflammation, and then we have to build new tissue. So it's not this magical process. It's very straightforward. And if we think about what happens, then we can think about what nutrients can play a role.
Wow. Very interesting stuff. So then looking at, so having a good understanding of kind of the whole process when it comes to an injury, and there is a kind of a structured process.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are there any specific nutrients that end up playing a role or when it comes to, you know, recovering from an injury? Or, like you were saying, athletes are almost in a constant state of injury. So, like, what is their secret to, you know, continually performing at a high level but not having that injury that, you know, takes them out of their training or takes them out of their performance?
Well, let's begin with sort of the acute type of control of an injury. So let's say, you know, you're playing soccer and you go down with a ligament tear or something like that. Or, you know, let's say you're in the gym and you tear a muscle, or you're out running and you injure a ligament, something like that. With an acute phase injury, we know that within the first week or so, there's this sort of massive inflammatory response. And you don't need to know anything about physiology to know that. You just look at the area and it's red and it's swollen. That's inflammation. You can feel it. You can see it. And in terms of nutrients, you know, the first thing that we do with our athletes, and we recommend to people in general who might have an injury, again, whether it's a back injury or anything like that, is we increase our intake of anti-inflammatory dietary fats, and we decrease our intake of pro-inflammatory fats. So anti-inflammatory fats are our omega-3s and our monounsaturated fats. And the ones that cause inflammation, those are our polyunsaturated fats. So I'll give you some examples. So what we'll do is we'll strive to get about 3 to 9 grams of fish oil per day. Now, this is sort of a generally just a good best practice of nutrition. But if you're not doing this, the minute you get injured, this should begin. So 3 to 9 grams of fish oil per day. And then we start looking at other foods, things like olive oil, raw mixed nuts, avocados, flax seeds and flax oil, and other seeds and nuts. But generally, these foods are high in our anti-inflammatory nutrients. So what I suggest is, you know, you get injured, you go out and you pick up your fish oil, you make sure you have some olive oil, nuts, avocados, flax on hand, and you just eat some of each every single day. So just keep it really, really simple. I mean, we could come up with formulae and things like that, but we don't eat that way, and you're not going to be measuring this stuff. So it's just have some nuts, mix nuts raw, olive oil, avocados, flax, and fish oil every single day during this first few weeks post-injury. And that's going to help with an anti-inflammatory properties. But we also have to make sure that we're not taking in fats that are very pro-inflammatory, things like vegetable oils, corn oil, sunflower, safflower, soybean oil. And the truth is most processed foods, so boxed up foods, things like that, you know, highly processed things, have a lot of omega-6 fats. They're included as additives and, you know, for a host of properties, from mouthfeel to sort of preserving the food for longer to certain taste benefits. But what ends up happening is when we eat a lot of processed foods and our omega-6 fats, then we get inflammation in the body. So the first step is deal with fat. So make sure to get the anti-inflammatory fats and be sure to reduce the pro-inflammatory fats. And it's a pretty simple thing. Like I said, I mean, there's a handful of foods you eat more of, and there's a few foods you eat less of, and that's a great first step. But beyond dietary fat, because for the people who are listening in who generally have a good diet, you're probably already doing some of this stuff. We have some other things to think about. There's 4 nutrients in particular that we like to look at for dampening down inflammation. One is called turmeric, and many of you may be familiar with that because it's what we find in curry powder. So it's sort of this very orangish kind of pigmented spice. And there, if you're the type of person who likes to avoid supplements, you would go with about a teaspoon of turmeric a day. Now, I have a hard time believing, unless someone sort of enjoys Indian cooking, that you're going to do that every single day during an injury process. So if you want to go the supplement route, it's about 400 to 600 milligrams of the turmeric extract 3 times per day. And so that now we're starting to sort of build up a little bit of a plan to manage inflammation. Another one is called bromelain, which comes from pineapple. And you could eat a cup of pineapple every day during your injury process, or you could take about 500 to 1,000 milligrams of bromelain. Another one is garlic, which, again, if you want to get it from food, is about 2 to 4 whole cloves each day, or about 600 to 1,200 milligrams each day. And then there's boswellia, which is generally in supplemental form, which is about 300 milligrams 3 times per day, the dose. So, again, it sounds like a lot of things, but you can often find these in a combination supplement. So literally you're taking only one supplement that would contain like a garlic extract, a turmeric, some bromelain, and some boswellia, and then that generally will help the process, and then you just focus on your dietary fats. But that sort of combination of, you know, a fat focus and then some of these other anti-inflammatory foods. Other foods that are really beneficial here are things that, like green tea and berries, that contain a lot of these powerful antioxidant compounds, which can also control inflammation. But generally, rather than just saying, like, eat some of these good foods, because most of these things you already know are good for you, it becomes very difficult because people don't eat, you know, if I say eat 4 cloves of garlic a day and 1 teaspoon of turmeric and 1 cup of pineapple, you're probably not going to do it because it's a challenge. You know, I mean, how am I going to fit that into my daily diet for the next month? So that's why the supplemental route just makes it a heck of a lot easier to get this anti-inflammatory benefit. So that's what we look to on the inflammation side anyway.
Okay. Very interesting about the fat and certain fats to eliminate. I haven't heard that part. That's very fascinating. Now,
yeah.
One thing that always kind of comes up is, you know, the importance of, I mean, hydration and taking in water. Does that end up having an effect when it comes to the, you know, injury recovery process from, you know, like an internal level?
Mm-hmm. We definitely think it does, but as sort of like a secondary thing, just like these other measures. I mean, water per se isn't going to necessarily help, but dehydration actually hurts. So really what you're trying to do is prevent dehydration, not necessarily hyperhydrate or get more water than you need. So, I mean, the truth is if we look at the North American diet generally, a lot of people are walking around borderline dehydrated. So for most people, if you have already a very solid nutritional intake where you consider things like your fat intake and your protein intake and your fluid intake and all that, then you may not necessarily need to drink more water. But if you're the type of person who doesn't think about nutrition until you get injured or until something bad happens, until your doctor tells you, you know, bad things are going to happen, then water might be an important consideration. So it's kind of what we call permissive. And this is the same for vitamins and minerals as well. When you look at the injury recovery literature, there's a host of vitamins and minerals that if they're limiting, so you're deficient in them, you won't heal very well. And I'll just go down the laundry list right now. It's vitamin A, B, C, D. And then you look at your minerals, which are calcium, copper, iron, magnesium, manganese, and zinc. So if you're deficient in any of those, injury recovery will be slower. So it's a lot of things, right? So we generally want to prevent a deficiency in this. Now, it doesn't mean we have to go take 10 vitamin supplements, but it does mean that we need to make sure our diet is pretty complete, and in the absence of knowing whether it's complete, potentially taking a multivitamin supplement can definitely help. And again, it's not like supplementing with more of all of these will make it better. And generally, a lot of people have that sort of bias. Oh, if a little bit is good, more is definitely going to be better, right? Well, no. For many of these, it's just permissive, which means if you have the recommended amount, it's sort of if you're not deficient, then you will heal fine. But if you are deficient, you will have a problem with healing. But the interesting part is four of these nutrients you should actually take more of. So four out of the 10. Vitamin A is one of them. Vitamin C is the other. Copper and zinc. So when we look at the dosing, for vitamin A, it's about 10,000 IUs every day for 4 weeks post-injury. Vitamin C is about 2,000 milligrams. Copper is about 4 milligrams. And zinc is about 30 milligrams. So we're just looking at the specific vitamins and minerals that when you take more of them during an acute injury process, it helps, in some cases, it helps lay down collagen more quickly. It helps with the general sort of healing of the wound. It helps with that migration, anabolism, and proliferation. So, you know, back to your original water question, water is one of these permissive ones. So it's like vitamin B or vitamin D. If you're deficient in it, it's a problem. You're going to have slow healing and a whole host of other problems. But if you have enough, you don't need more. But there are some things where you probably do need more, which is, like I said, A, C, copper, and zinc. And we find that when you add these, you can lay down the healthy tissues much more quickly.
Very interesting stuff. Very interesting stuff. Now, you talked about supplementation and, you know, the importance of looking at, you know, taking out fats that would work against you when it comes to recovery process, adding fats that would be of benefit to the recovery process, supplements that would be of benefit to you when it comes to the recovery process, and some foods. Is, let's say, I mean, are there foods that you can kind of, you know, recommend that would kind of encompass all that stuff as opposed to taking a route of supplementation?
Well, you know, like I said, I mean, when we look at our dietary fats, that's a pretty critical one, right? So, like I said, if you pick up the following, you know, olive oil, mixed nuts, avocados, flax seeds, and flax oil, you're part of the way there, although fish oil I really think is quite important. And sometimes people view it as a supplement. Other times people view it as a food because it's essentially oil from fish. Just because it comes in a pill, I think sometimes people are a little bit afraid of it. But it's essentially oil from fish, and it's probably better for you than eating the fish because oftentimes fish can be contaminated with mercury and a host of other things, whereas the fish oil has that completely removed. So anyway, I mean, that's our fat thing. And then when we look at some of these anti-inflammatory nutrients, again, you can do it with food if you're willing to eat a cup of pineapple each day and a teaspoon of turmeric and, you know, four whole cloves of garlic. If that's the route you want to go, you can try it. But I think it's foolish if these things are at our disposal. We won't do the food things in many cases. You know, we just simply, it'll be too difficult for us to make all those, like, food-related habit changes. Then we're just negligent if we avoid supplements because of some bias when we know that they can really accelerate our healing. So, again, I mean, sometimes it comes down to just, you know, personal preference. And for me, I mean, it's often very easy to sit in the absence of an injury and talk about what you'd be willing to do. But when you are injured, you're willing to do anything, and you're often willing to pay anything to make the pain go away and fast. So these are some very health-promoting things that are quite simple to do that can help achieve that end of making the pain go away and make it go away fast without resorting to dumb things. So that's kind of my take on how we should look at this.
Okay. And maybe we can just go on a little bit of a tangent. I mean, how, and I've always wanted to ask someone this, I mean, when it comes to supplementation, does it vary in quality on what the supplement is? Like, meaning if I just go to the regular pharmacy and grab the generic brand of whatever, or
right,
if I go to the naturopath and get the super duper expensive ones, is there a drastic difference between the two?